Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is your psychic connection. Hi, this is Jorianne, the coffee psychic. And there's a little space there because I was working on setting up my music like I always do, and it didn't go off. So, well, we're going to pass on that music part right now. And I want to tell you, we're going to have a really great show tonight. We are going to be having somebody coming in and talking about not only Reiki. I've got my daughter who's a Reiki master, teacher, Karuna healer, Terry Doolin, Master Reiki Terry Doolin. And she also has another wonderful guest, and this young lady who does this great stuff with the animals. She does Reiki and massage for animals. It's going to be a very fun show. So please call in, join us. You can have questions answered about your pets. You can have questions answered pretty much about anything. Again, the call-in number is 347-633-9404. So give us a call, and I'm going to see if Terry is available to join us right now. Terry, hi, are you there?
I am.
You are. I couldn't get the music to start, so that's what it's going to be for tonight. But welcome to the
show.
Okay,
awesome.
Welcome to the show.
Well,
now,
thank you.
Yes, thanks for joining us. So we were talking during the week, and you had called up very excited because you and I both know that we've been working together for years, not just doing psychic stuff, but Reiki, the healing work, the Karuna, shaman classes. So anytime you and I really have these crazy, crazy experiences that dumbfounds us, we always call each other and share what just happened. So this week, I believe you were putting on another Reiki class, so you do a lot of Reiki classes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And, Terry, just so our listeners know, what is the name of your Reiki organization?
The Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement.
Okay, so that's the Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement. This is your organization, and I believe, aren't you the only one in the Midwest that has a Reiki practice that teaches and trains people?
Well, not the only one. What I currently offer right now, I'm the only one who offers continuing education credits for massage therapists in Indiana.
Oh, great, great. Okay. So you're the only one in this area that offers the continuing educational credits. Okay. And why is that important to people, Terry? Why is that important for people?
Well, it's important for massage therapists, it's very important to maintain their licensing. Just as like nurses need to maintain their licensing, they have to continue their education. So I currently offer continuing education credits. So it is very exciting. Yes.
Wow. And I've got to tell you, I know that you and I have talked about this in the past. It has been years that we would look at each other going like, why don't the hospitals let people come in and do Reiki on the patients, right?
Correct.
And we learned that within the last several years, they have people, sometimes they have people that are working for the hospitals, or they let the people come in and do the Reiki on the patients. Now, you and I have done this a lot in the past. We just go in and we Reiki-fy our people that are sick.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yep, when it's a part of the family, it's easy. It is definitely easy to go in. But, you know, there's a lot of nurses, Mom, that are Reiki practitioners.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. And I think it's fantastic that the medical field finally came into acknowledging that Reiki is a very, very, very valuable healing tool, a healing modality to use to create healing. You know, the nurses at one time, there was a book called Therapeutic Touch. And so to me, that was like a bridge that bridged, you know, the scientific world into the, you know, metaphysical field. And so
yes.
this way they could start yep. working with energy. And that's what therapeutic touch was. So that was just delightful to me. And then, of course, now everyone's catching on to Reiki. As a matter of fact, my friend has a daughter who's a nurse practitioner, and she's also into Reiki. I don't know if she
oh,
took
yay.
The classes yet or not. Yeah, how exciting. So here she's a nurse practitioner,
oh, yeah.
you know, like a doctor. Very exciting, very
well,
exciting.
Well, yeah. But so if you, I'm going to refresh your memory here. And I mm-hmm. also have a surprise for you. I have a little tiny surprise that I can't wait to share with you, but in a minute.
Yay.
So I want to refresh your memory. Do you remember 2 years ago when we did that paranormal, it's not so much an investigation, but we went to that paranormal conference where you spoke at, and then we went to McDonald's afterwards, and we actually met
yes.
a doctor who was taking Reiki. She was going through her Reiki 1 class. So here we have a physician, a medical PhD, MD, who, is taking Reiki because she knows the benefits of the healing that it just inspires, produces, you know, all that good stuff.
You know, you and I are both so used to this field, Terry, that it doesn't even strike me sometimes that our listeners might not know what are we talking about. So can you explain what Reiki is, Terry, for those, and explain it to people as though they don't know what we're talking about. Would you share that with us, please?
Sure. So Reiki is, it's a healing modality, and a lot of people, and I say a lot of practitioners will say it's a Japanese relaxation technique that has healing benefits. So it is very therapeutic. It helps or heals on many different levels, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very peaceful way to help in relaxation. It's just, it's one of those things that you have to experience to really get the full effect of it.
Well, I'm going to take that a little further also. And I want to share with you,
well,
we do
ahead.
Have callers that we have to get to. So we'll be taking callers today during our radio show here during
surprise?
Our hour. But I want to tell you that I believe that the Reiki actually changes the molecular structure. And I know
okay.
that when dis-ease enters the body, and it means that the body is dis-at-ease, that certain thought forms can get, how can I say it, stuck in the cellular structure and cause a dis-ease. So once you can get into the cellular structure of the physiological body, you can really, and I believe this is what Reiki does, so this is my opinion, I don't know that it's out in any books or anything, but you can actually get in there and move the energy around. However, you know, when the energy is being channeled through us as healers, channelers, I believe that the energy knows exactly where it's meant to go in the body, whether it goes in the physical body, mental, emotional, spiritual state, that it'll go in there and it'll heal that issue. Now, again,
yes.
we don't know what karma
and
people have. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I was going to say is it's because it's not our energy, it's a universal energy, it's the Reiki energy,
yes.
it has its own consciousness. So, yes.
Yes.
It knows exactly where to go and what we need for our spiritual growth, our progression.
Yes.
And our lessons.
Yes, exactly. And the lessons go back to karma and our
mm-hmm.
spiritual growth. So, very important for people to acknowledge because sometimes they might go in for one thing and go like, well, that part didn't change. But like I did a healing on a woman and she came back. I did an aura cleansing, which is part of my also healings and a different session, but you get a great healing from that as well. And she said to her friends, and I had several people come afterward. She goes, I haven't slept for years. She goes, I sleep through the entire night now because of the healing that they had received.
Oh,
so
sweet.
You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a surprise in every box.
Yes, there is, no doubt. No,
yes, there is. Yes,
there is. Yep, that's wonderful.
Right. So look, let's take a look at one of our, let's grab one of our callers here and see who we have online. So hang tight there, Terry.
I'm hoping it's
hang
my
tight.
Surprise.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hello, my name is Edward.
Yes.
Edward.
Yes.
Might be this guy. Eddie.
Hey.
All right, so
I
have to tell my listeners that this is my wonderful nephew, who I love to bits and pieces, and I believe he's calling. Is it Washington, Eddie?
Yes, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's going to become a family affair. Oh, my God. Which it could become a family affair.
Well, yeah, you know something? It is a family affair. Eddie is a Reiki practitioner who also does animal Reiki. So he fits right in with our
topic tonight.
Oh, my
God. I can't believe that.
Yes,
wow.
And Miss Valerie, I'm sure, is on the line as well.
Oh, my
Very
God.
Nice.
So Eddie, two things. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us. Now,
you're welcome.
So I'm going to share something tonight, and it's a little off, but I'll get right back on there. Did you receive a Gmail message from me tonight?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. So Eddie, do you mind if I share something with our listeners about you?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. So my nephew is an amazing professional photographer. And his background is very spread out on so many different things that he does, that he loves to do, that he's experienced in this world. And Eddie also, in years past, and probably still today, gets some amazing spirit photographs. Now, I know this is not about Reiki or healing, but you guys, some of the spirit photographs that this young man has picked up is fascinating. And, Eddie, I don't know if you have those where some people can see them or not, but I know you sent me a picture. I normally don't use my Gmail account, haven't for years, but there was a picture that I came across. I had to get in there today. And it was amazing because it does resemble your grandfather who had died, and it's in a reflection off of a bottle. So I really want to acknowledge that to you. I thought it was very amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So going back to the Reiki, how did you get into the Reiki, Eddie?
I started getting into Reiki after recognizing that while when I was younger, when I got hurt, I would actually put my hands on certain areas, and eventually the pain would go away. Like if I hurt my knee, for example, I might have my hand on my knee and I'd wave it over my knee, or I'd have it on my knee and use that as a modality as a child, not really realizing what that was. And later on in life, I started doing it probably about 4 years ago, recognizing I'm still doing that. What does that mean? And at that point,
wow,
I wanted to learn more and get into that, or whatever modality that was, and eventually started talking to you guys about it, and eventually you're mentioning, well, that's Reiki. You know, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So then with that, I started recognizing that I have quite a few animals that are either domesticated or just in nature that pay attention to me for some reason. And then
mm-hmm.
I started realizing that it might be something to do with Reiki.
Wow.
So that
wow.
at that point, started doing research on animal Reiki, regular Reiki and animal Reiki. And at that point, I found out that once I'm around certain people, or especially domesticated animals, they tend to come up to me and will just literally turn around and sit on my feet, or just rub on me. And once my hands go on them or near them, Reiki energy starts flowing out of my hands. And
wow.
I really wanted to get a better understanding of that. And eventually started getting a little bit of communication from the animals, because they really do speak to us, not
mm-hmm.
verbally, of course,
mm-hmm.
but maybe telepathically, if that's the right
yeah.
word for that. And really started getting a better understanding of that and how stressed out a lot of animals are nowadays because of either construction going on around the home or mailmen or, you know, whatever it might be. And that's something that I felt really strongly on, that I really wanted to help animals with, because the communication between animals and us is really strong. And at some points, you can really recognize if the owner is really stressed out, the animal is really stressed out. And when the owner is very happy, the animal is really happy. So I wanted to tie that together and give people the understanding of your animal is feeling a lot of what you're feeling at the same time.
Wow, that's amazing. So, of course, this is a part of you that I haven't known that you've gone into, so thank you for sharing that because that's really fascinating. And, you know, when I do a lot of house parties, and I am greeted by a lot of animals myself, and I always make, you know, the people say, are you okay with animals? And I'm like, I am great with animals as long as I'm not their dinner.
Yeah.
So I make that joke when I come to the house. They're like, no, it's a very friendly dog. So, but yeah, I love animals, and they normally will come up to me, and I have many comments from people that say, oh, my God, my animal never goes up to anyone. I'm shocked that they come up to you. But it's because I believe when you're doing the spiritual work that the animals just feel very in tune with you. They feel the spiritual energy, and they just feel very at peace with that person.
And that seems to be how they communicate between each other in a lot of ways, energetically raising their frequency or lowering their frequency when they're scared and so on and so forth. So at that point, why not return the favor? Because they give us so much love and we can reciprocate right back.
We sure can. We sure can. You know, let's do this. I've got another caller online, and then, of course, I want to welcome Valerie in. Let's take this call real quick and then we're going to just go back and forth and chat because I just love this stuff. I just love it. So hang on one second here, guys.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Dorian. It's Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm
checking
to see if my coffee is good.
Okay. Well, Lena, did you have a question tonight about any of the, like, pet Reiki, pet massage? Do you have animals, Lena?
My fiancé actually had a pet who passed away traumatically, and I am curious if he's, like, okay. I don't know if you guys can feel that or anything.
Eddie, do you have communication with the dead animals at all, or I can tap into that? Do you do dead or just do living?
Currently just living.
Okay, all right.
Unless
Lena, go ahead and give me your the dead pet's name.
It's a Korean name, so I don't even know.
Okay, is it a dog?
Yes.
Sorry, it's a dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And repeat the name so I can just hear the vibration.
Well, I know it's a Korean name. I don't even know his name.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. For me, it helps when I normally would need the name of the animal because I have to, like, even if you gave me your friend's name or your boyfriend's name, he could have had different animals around him.
Name is Sunny.
So if your boyfriend is there, he can hopefully, maybe you can text him and get the name of the animal and then join us again with the name, okay? But what other question do you have, Lena?
I'm looking to leave a job only because, I don't know if it's because I pick up on the negative energy, but there's a lot of negative energy. And I'm just wondering if the coffee is going in the right direction for that.
Well, let me tell you what I'm getting about that job. I'm hearing don't leave it yet. What I'm hearing is August, there will be some very big changes around this job for you. And then you can make up your mind if you want to leave it or stay. But if you can hold out until August, that will be much better for you.
Okay. I don't think I could wait that long only because they're forcing me to do manual labor.
Okay, is that part of a job description?
No.
Then this might be an opportunity for you to go to the hierarchy of this business, of this company, and see if they can't straighten it out for you. But I don't know that you have to leave. I believe you have some options here.
Okay. And I found out that the doggy's name.
Go ahead.
His name is Aaron.
Well, let me tell you this. This dog is still hanging around your boyfriend because I can feel the presence of this dog coming to him. And you should ask him if he doesn't feel this animal around him coming in the bedroom at night or I don't know if he sees things out of the corner of his eye, goes to look, nothing's there, and sees like a shadow by the floor or not, but that animal still comes by him.
Yeah, he said he does see things at the corner of his eye. Things are moving back and forth. And I actually told him, I really think that's your dog.
I do too. I can feel this dog is still with him, watching over him, protecting him. It feels like the dog has made a commitment to watch over this, your boyfriend, watch over this man.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I thought so too. All righty.
And I also, I don't know if you're planning on this, but I kind of feel a pregnancy around you, honey.
You always get that. You're going to scare him.
It could happen. Well, let us know what happens, okay, Lena?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, how fun is that? So, Eddie, when you do your your work on the animals, you don't hear the animals. Do you ever hear them saying that they're going to be dying or anything?
Generally, the animals that I have been working with have been pretty healthy. And at that point, I don't hear too much about about them passing. It's more,
okay.
Actually, I have heard that. I have heard that in the past, and that was actually with a personal animal, and
okay.
With one of my cats. And a lot of times what they'll do is they seem to, like her, for example, would give a warning saying that it's about time for me to go. And I just want
very
to make
nice.
Sure that I love you, that you know that I love you, and everything's going to be okay. And that kind of seems to be what I've felt in the past. And a lot of the clients that I have had have been cats or dogs, actually, that are in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So animals in particular that are having stress management issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, you know what? We have another guest on hold, and I want to bring her in right away. Her name is Valerie, and Valerie has been doing similar work to you and maybe different work, Eddie. And Terry, I want to get back to you also with this amazing experience because I want people to see what we get to see when we do the psychic channeling healing work, okay? But I'm going to
okay.
bring Valerie on right now. And Valerie, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, hi. How
hey.
Are you?
Great, great. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet, you bet. Well, I want to say thanks for joining us. I understand from my daughter, Terry, that you've taken, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you've taken Reiki classes from her, and that you are an animal Reiki practitioner and pet massager, right? Or how would you say
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I am. yes. Well, you know, we're trying to stick to practitioner because pet massage isn't exactly accredited quite yet. So it's really interesting to be a part of the, I guess, revolution of pet massage. So
right.
I'm excited where it's going to go.
Wow, how exciting. So how did you get started, Valerie, working with Reiki and working with animals? I mean, what drew you into this?
Sure. Well, so I actually went to college for broadcasting originally, so I'm so happy to be on the opposite side of the table. but after college, I was kind of going nowhere with my talents because I had, you know, difficulty establishing my purpose in life. And I was working 3 jobs to pay back student loans, and then my dream job turned out to not be so dreamy. So, and it ended up being completely against my ethics. So I kind of went back to square one with figuring out the whole career thing. I finally consolidated my 3 jobs into 1 full-time job as a receptionist at an animal hospital. I knew from the very beginning that I wanted to work with the animals, but I wasn't sure which direction to go. Actually, on the side, I had already been doing vigorous soul searching, and I actually came across the movie The Secret, which actually, it did change my life. I recommend it to anyone who has not seen it, but that's another topic.
We can do another show on that.
Right, definitely. So it was interesting, like clockwork, my desires to find my true self started unfolding so perfectly. In September of 2013, not that long ago, Terry offered training me. I loved the energy, but I questioned if it would be able to be incorporated into my career goals. Literally the next day, I was chit-chatting with a client, and she brought up how her doctor recommended Reiki treatments for her particular illness. And we started to share information about Reiki, and I was offering my services to her, though I was just learning. And unbeknownst to me, the veterinarian overheard our conversation, and she asked me if I'd be willing to do Reiki on animals at the clinic. So I was shocked that she even was offering me that. So that's kind of how I got started. Yeah. It was interesting, though, because any opportunity I had, I was spreading my knowledge of offering my services. But the problem was people were looking at me like I was absolutely crazy. And, I mean, I didn't let it discourage me, though. But I ended up finding that pet massage was a huge tool that I could add to my toolbox so that people that maybe don't have those beliefs, I could give them Reiki and pet massage together. So that's how it all happened.
Well, how many of us don't grab our animals and kind of massage them anyway? I mean, I've got several cats right now, and 2 of which will be going back to their natural father, my grandson, right? Very soon. It was supposed to be earlier this week, but that's okay. Anyway, he's getting his house in order. But I take these cats, I'm hugging my animals all the time, and sometimes I'll take their little paws and almost like give them a hand massage, and then I'll go up their legs, and then I'll massage their legs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I bet. Cats are super receptive to massaging, most definitely. But what's actually interesting is pet massage is only used for dogs, though I have massaged my cat a few times and she loved it. Yeah, it's basically just the fact that cats don't have as many physical issues unless there's like a major accident. And then additionally, too, I don't think that they have as many emotional issues as dogs because cats just have that mentality like if you do something to upset them, they just turn their head the other way. So in that aspect, too, they are more unpredictable with biting.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I think, you know, for many of us, the animals are like our 4-legged children because I've had my children, they've grown up. I've got my grandchildren. I love everyone to bits and pieces, and we get together as many times as we possibly can. But these guys are under my care, my animals, and I just love them. And so they are literally my, you know, my children in pet body, 4-legged. And I just love them. So for them to get pampered as much as possible, it's wonderful. You know what I want to mention to our callers also, this is a live call-in show. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, I think we just dropped a line. And if they'd like to call back, we'll get to their call right away. But that number is 347-633-9404. Again, the call-in number is 347-633-9404. So, Valerie, I want to ask you, now you do this as a service. Is it within your current job, or do you also do this for people when they call up and you go over to their house and you give the Reiki to their animals? Can they call you up for that service?
Yeah, I do house calls as well, mostly because I want to cater to the animal. When they come into the clinic, half the time it is very difficult to give them treatments. I'm spending probably a good half hour just trying to calm them down. So I would prefer to go to an environment where they're comfortable.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so we've got another caller online. I'm going to go to the caller. So if you guys can hang on 1 second, and then we'll see.
Sure.
They might have some pet questions that you guys can help them with. So hold on 1 second here. Hello, caller.
Hi, Joanne. It's Russ in Cleveland.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
Hey, how's yourself? Well, it's not really a pet question, but a little bit of a pet story.
Okay, go ahead.
My mom's got a 6-year-old Newfoundland and real sweet, gentle dog. But the dog, over the last couple of years, for big dogs, had a little bit of the hip dysplasia and ended up having knee surgery on both back knees about 6 or 7 months apart because I ended up somehow carrying the knees. And there was a stretch after both of the surgeries were done that the dog wasn't doing so good. And my mom was really pressed because she was worried the dog was going to have to be put down, even after all the surgeries. I ended up one day, I don't know if it was necessarily, I wouldn't call it Reiki because I'm not trained in Reiki at all or anything. But I did go over one day and was praying over the dog. I was telling the dog that, we love the dog and we definitely wanted her to stick around for a while. And I was praying for, energies for the highest good over the dog, and shortly thereafter, the dog started doing a whole lot better. And she's, there have been some little occasional minor bladder infections.
Wow.
She's been doing a whole lot better. And
Russ, I just love you.
Yeah.
I just love you because I'm going to tell you something. A long time ago, before I had the Reiki training, when my sister was in the hospital with her massive heart attack, I was not a Reiki practitioner at that time. But I went over there. My daughter went over there. And I just said, visualize the white light of the Christ consciousness, which is God coming through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, into your heart and out your hands. And we prayed the Our Fathers and Hail Marys and every prayer we could possibly think of over my sister. And she, when she finally went in for a heart operation 5 years later, she goes, I am 100% sure. And I'm not putting this on me. This is all God and the healing process and stuff. She goes, but I'm sure that I had another 5 years because of that healing you guys did on me. And that's exactly what she said. So just to let people know, you don't have to be trained in the Reiki modality. Do I encourage it? Yes. But you want to go to what you are drawn to because spirit will lead you where you're supposed to go. And so, Rush, you're a healer. You are a healer.
I do see her, so I get the feeling. I just got to work on the wife because she's had a turn looking at her ankle from a sprained ankle she had a little over 3 years ago, so I got to try and work on her on that. And she's sort of dog was, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, take the word try out, put your hands on her, and pray. And then what area are you in? Are you in Ohio?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, okay, good. So I'm not sure, I know that I just had a friend here from Ohio over the weekend. He drove 5 hours. So Terry puts on classes all the time if you want to come out here. She'll be more than welcome to have you in her class. Or if you want to find a practitioner out by you, you can do that. But, gosh, I think it would be great for you to take some classes, huh?
Yeah, I think I can do good. One of my mom's best friends actually knows a shaman in the area, and I think she offers some of the Reiki classes, too, so I'm bugging my mom to try and give me your number and go in and make some appointments. Get some work done from her.
I would so do that. Well, gosh, thank you so much for that story.
Yeah, I thought it would be good.
That's fantastic.
It fits my theme, so I thought you would call in and share that.
Okay. I'm glad you did.
Thanks.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Russ, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, let's grab one more call here real quick, okay?
Okay.
Caller, hi, who is this?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Dorian.
Yes, Dion.
I wasn't planning on asking a question. I was listening to the show, but
oh, okay.
I'm enjoying
listening
to all of the stories on Reiki.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? I know you've had some animals and stuff like this. Are there any questions? Because you've got Terry. I've worked with dogs. You've got Eddie, my nephew, and we've got Valerie. Now, these guys are all Reiki practitioners, healers, and they're very devoted to animals. So do you have any questions that they might help you with, or any, like, do you need to do work on your animals and they can tell you how to do it?
Well, Lala, I have three Yorkies, and Lala, you know, is the littlest one, and she's the one with the breast cancer.
Okay.
And I really just don't know if there's anything I can, is there anything I can put on her lumps that will make them come down?
Physically. So do you guys want to take some turns here, or do you guys, so Valerie, Eddie, you guys have been working more with the pets. Is there, what would you guys suggest? So Valerie, do you want to go first, and then after that, Eddie,
yeah.
And you guys want to pop in? So
sure.
Valerie, what would you suggest for Dion?
Sure. You know, honestly, actually the first case that I worked with was a 13-year-old terrier that had terminal cancer. And to my knowledge, there is nothing that you can do except for try to keep them as comfortable as possible. So I did give Reiki treatments, and actually the owner wanted to know, like, she looks so relaxed when you're giving her Reiki. Can I do anything for her? And I was like, well, you could go get Reiki training. Or instead, I also emailed William Rand, and he said that even just by holding the pet in a loving way, touch is huge. It's almost as vital as food or water. So, I mean, the whole thing with Reiki, though, too, is that it does encourage the will of the pet. So with the particular case that I had, the dog was holding on only because the owner wasn't letting it go. So I don't know how old the pet is. How old is your Yorkie?
We don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It was my dad's dog, and I inherited her about four, maybe five years ago now. I mean, I've had Yorkies my whole life, and she is pretty happy. I do hold her a lot. I mean, I give her a lot of extra attention. But
good.
I don't know if she's necessarily holding on for me or just because, you know, I just give her the best life that any dog could possibly want. I mean, she might hang around just because she likes it here. But it bothers me because her sores, you know, like, you know, her breast cancer, it's just they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, she still runs around and she's very active. She eats. She sleeps, she drinks water, she, you know what I mean? It's not like she's laying there just waiting to die. I mean, for an old Yorkie, she outruns my 2 5-year-old twin Yorkies that I have.
Wow.
So it's just I'm now, a little scared something might happen with the lumps.
I have heard there's a few different supplements that you can give as well, but I'm not able to prescribe anything. But definitely look into it because I researched and I found several things that specifically said they were awesome for breast cancer. So
I
would encourage you to
chlorophyll,
do that.
Chlorophyll in her water because she's too old and frail to have, like, her teeth cleaned. So I know chlorophyll you can put in their water and that'll help clean their teeth if they can't have an operation.
Okay.
And I've been giving her black walnut, a fresh green black walnut wormwood complex. It's like a tincture. You know, like a little eardropper, and you put it in their food to cleanse their intestines of any kind of parasites. The only other thing that I heard was, like, hemp oil. But, I mean, there's no chance of me getting that right now unless I go to Colorado, I think, you know. So those were the three things that I heard. Two of them I'm doing.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Well, you know what, let's ask Eddie and see if Eddie has any suggestions on how he approaches the animals that have been sick. Eddie, what have you found that might work with an animal with breast cancer? Anything?
What I would recommend is the caller Reiki certified?
Dan, are you Reiki certified?
Yes.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
All right, so then with that, I would recommend doing things like making sure you're giving the cat as much love as possible, or sorry, dog, as much love as possible. When you are putting your hands on the area for the animal itself, make sure you're also saturating it with unconditional love and compassion and joy, because the animal itself brings you a lot of joy, and the animal gets a lot of joy from you as well. So taking into consideration how much the power of our thoughts really do transfer into the animal, and really telepathically speaking to the animal and telling the animal that you are healed, that you're in a safe place, and that you are surrounded by love. And it really is that animal's choice to stay present or move where it needs to move. So at that point, really visualizing those lumps going down and going to nothing is really a powerful piece all in itself, like making sure that you are speaking to the animal either verbally or telepathically, saying that you're okay and you are healed and things along those lines, like that you're there for them. That's a big part
really?
Of it, in my opinion.
I can make those lumps go down by just putting my hands on the lumps and expressing healing.
I'm not saying that. I'm not claiming that. What I'm trying to say is, with this, with being able to really enforce to this animal that you are here and the animal's in a safe place, the animal, a lot of cases, humans and animals do heal themselves when they need to. And with cancer, I don't have a direct answer for you on that, but what I am expressing is just give the animal as much love as possible, and if there is power for healing, it's really within the animal.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
And I want to add to that. I'm going to add to that. So do I believe that that can happen? Yes, I do. Do I know what the situation would need to be for that?
No.
I don't know, Dan, if in your circumstance that will happen that way, but it could. Anything is possible. In God's name, anything
yes.
is possible. And all this Reiki, all of the healing, anything that's done through Reiki or any other healing modality is always in God's name. And I was just going to give a little example here. When my daughter Melanie was very young, and this might be a very simplified example, but when she was young, she had a wart on her toe. And I had already been taking hypnotherapy. And she had said, Mommy, I really think I can get this wart off my toe. I just want to get it off of me. And she goes, I saw on the TV a little boy who had a brain tumor. And this is a true story, you guys. This is so true. And she goes, she was working with somebody, and they kept visualizing this tumor getting smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller.
Yes.
It's really true. This is a true story. And they say in hypnosis that it takes 21 to 28 days to break an old habit and 21 to 28 days to create a new habit, because you're actually creating new neurological pathways in your brain for the new behavior. And so you're kind of like going over the old bad ones. And eventually the old bad stuff will diminish and the new ones are going to be what is left. So when we did this, I started working with her toe. And, of course, it was bandaged. And every day for 2 weeks, we would visualize this wart on her toe getting smaller and smaller. Now, after the second week, I pulled off the bandage. I looked. It was still there. I got defeated, and I stopped doing it. But apparently she didn't. And on the third
Ooh.
Week, we pulled the bandage off, and the wart was gone. It fell off with the Band-Aid. Now, that's what happened. And so I positively believe in the power of the mind, that we – it is mind over matter. We can change things. We do need to alter perceptions or alter energy. So can things change? Positively, they can. So, but as Eddie had said, and as Valerie have both said, by putting in the love and allowing our animals to go and do what they're supposed to do or whatever they need to do, I think that's really the key word here. But love is the greatest healer.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my God, you're so welcome. Dion, would you just start doing that, like, daily on her? And I would love it for you to do, like, a scientific study here by visualizing, putting your hands on your dog, visualizing that white light coming through the top of your head, into your heart, out through your hands, and just visualizing God's light running through your dog's body. And then you sit there and imagine the lumps getting smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller, and just disappearing. And we could just do this as a little, you know, trial, the little test, and see what happens.
Absolutely. I'll start tonight.
And maybe
I think
take a picture with your phone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take a picture, Eddie said.
Okay. For
yeah.
Sure.
And then let us know. All right, well, you're going to still listen in, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. All right.
I love you, Dorian.
Oh, I love you too, honey. So Terry, are you still with us?
I am, and I would love to know where Deanne gets her puppies from because I want a Yorkie so bad. So, just
well, we'll have to.
There.
Okay. Well, Terry, I want to go ahead and have you share with the listeners what happened with you and Valerie that just blew the roof off this week.
Oh, okay, but it was actually with another student. It wasn't with Miss Valerie, sorry to say.
Sorry about that, Valerie.
Oh, that's
okay.
Okay,
so Terry, share with us what happened. You were
wonderful
doing some training.
Experiences. Yes.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, no, I was going to say, Valerie and I have wonderful experience. Just this one wasn't with Miss Valerie. But
okay.
So what happened for me, so, of course, everybody knows you're my mom and you're the best, which you are the best, because you
thanks,
can
sir.
Do so many different things. Now, Larry, you're psychic, you're medium. you also are... I can't think of it, a medical intuitive. So there's many things that you do when it comes naturally to you. My gifts are a little different in how mm-hmm. the energy works through me, how Reiki works through me. I don't necessarily see things, but I feel them. So when I get my students or even Reiki clients, and I just tell them, you know, everybody has their special gifts and whatnot. Here's how it works for me. And I will let them know that when I'm doing an attunement, I don't always see things. But what happened was when I was doing, I had a Reiki 2 class this past Saturday.
Okay.
And when I was about to go ahead and give this woman her attunement, you know, I bless the room. I call in, you know, all the Reiki masters and I call in the ascended masters and everybody that they normally call in to bless and to actually do an attunement on this woman. So I'm centered, I'm grounded, I'm kind of doing this little meditation, and I'm used to having an ascended master be present.
Mm-hmm.
What happened for me was that I saw Bob Marley. And then I second-guessed myself. I'm thinking, wow, is that Bob Marley? Because I saw the dreadlocks, and then I saw the hat with the yellow and the red and the green. And so then I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
is that Bob Marley? And then I thought, well, maybe it's Jesus. Because, again, I'm calling on the ascended master, so I'm thinking maybe it's Jesus. And then I sit there and think, Jesus doesn't have that long of a hair. No,
I didn't think Jesus wore dreadlocks in his days, did he?
No. I don't think so. You never
I think
know,
he shampooed his hair.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to see Bob Marley. So I did the attunement and everything else. So then I asked, you know, I asked Lady to put her hand on her heart and, you know, think about Reiki. And then when she's ready to open her eyes, and she opens her eyes, she goes, oh, my God, I need a piece of paper. So I'm like, okay, fine. So, you know, she's journaling and everything else, and then she proceeds to tell me about all the wonderful colors she saw and the blues and the waves and, you know, just a whole bunch of, you know, wonderful experiences she had, visions that she had during the attunement process. And after that, I said, now let me tell you what I saw. And again, I don't ever sit there and claim to be psychic. I'm a Reiki practitioner, a master teacher, and I don't always see things, and I don't expect to see things. Mm-hmm. However, I told this woman, I told Carrie, I said, now this might sound strange. However, I said, I saw Bob Marley. And she starts to laugh. And she goes, I called him in. I said, no, you did not. And she said, she did. She has such an affiliation and love for Bob Marley that she, not only did she call him in, she said she called in anybody who wanted to come and have a party. This is who she called in. And Bob Marley was present.
God.
And she's, oh, my God.
That's great.
It was
the
best.
God.
It was the best.
Wow. And so it's strange, right? And, you know, when you open yourself up to the spirit world and you're sitting here and you're doing prayer work and you're talking to these people on the other side, it really is a party. You really have no idea who's going to show up. And Terry, so you could be in here having these people popping into your head because you're open to the universe now. And like you said, you're like, wow, that's strange. Why is he here? And is it Jesus, isn't it? No, it's Bob Marley, so you're sure of it. And then you share it with her, and she called him in. That's amazing because you guys are sharing the same kind of consciousness. You're out there, and she probably couldn't see him, but you could.
Absolutely. And you know something? And I created, just so everybody knows, it is a very sacred space that was created. It was blessed. There was no way that any other energies or entities were coming into this sacred space. And it just, for me, it just goes to show that, you know, the spiritual path that Bob Marley was on, for him to be able to come in with the ascended masters. I mean, I'm used to but if somebody other than Sensei Yasui were to step forward or come up for a student, I have felt Jesus. I've actually asked Jesus to come in, you know, more specifically for an individual. Mm-hmm. I've had Archangel Michael come up. I've had, you know, Mother Mary. So I'm used to more of an ascended master to be present. But, man, to have Bob Marley, and then for Carrie to sit there and say she called him in, I'm like, oh, my God, that was the best.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
Yes.
How exciting. Thank you so much. I mean, that just... It's kind of like blows my mind, but this is the stuff that I live for in this field. I just live for this. I love it when our dead people can pop up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So Eddie, going back to your work now, and I want to, because again, sometimes my Blog Talk Radio will cut me off a little bit sooner than what I'm planning, because I'm just getting used to the programming here. But so, Terry, I'm going to have you please tell us the name of your organization again.
Oh, Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement.
And will you give out your phone number and your website so those who really want to come and get these classes from you and the people that want to continue on with their continuing educational course as a massage therapist, how can people come to you for a Reiki treatment, your Reiki classes, or anything else you offer? What number do you have for that?
Okay, there's two ways. The best way right now, unfortunately, my website is not up, but
yet, okay.
It is Terry Doolin, T-E-R-R-Y, D as in David, U-L-I-N, @hotmail.com. And my number is 219-712-0507.
Okay, that's 219-712-0507. Now, I also want to mention that the very first Sunday of every month, we have held a Reiki share. It's at your home now. And so the people that really want to come in and experience Reiki to see if they want to get a treatment or find out what it's about, they can join you at that time, can't they?
Yes, they can, and it's free. It is free.
Okay.
So come get free,
free
Reiki.
Or if you want to put a little... Yep, or if you want to bring a donation or something, that's open, welcome as well. And so they should call you at 219-712-0507 just to let you know that they're going to be coming, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful, thank you. So, Eddie, I want to move on to you real quick and because I don't want to lose the time here. I want to let people know. Now, do you do this work where people can come to you for their animals to get healing?
I do go to people's homes. I do not have a
a studio or a practice currently. I do go to people's homes. So, like Valerie said, the animals themselves are in the most comfortable place that they can be.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Eddie, can people call on you? Because you're in the Washington area, correct?
Yes, in Seattle, Washington. Okay. My phone number is 206-949-5597. Once again, that's 206-949-5597.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then, Valerie, also, will you please give your, what is the name of your organization? Or your business?
Happy Paws. It's Happy Paws Reiki and Pet Massage. And
so Happy Paws Reiki and Pet Massage. And then what number can they call you at?
219-488-6589.
Okay, that's 219-488-6589. And do you also have a website they can check you out on?
I am in the works of getting it up. Not yet.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. All right. Well, I want to tell the listeners, you guys know that I do the psychic readings. I do channeling, seances, house parties, everything. If you guys would like to call me for anything, you can reach me at area code, my new number, 219-940-9292. That's 219-940-9292. You can also check me out at coffeepsychic.com and to see some of the other stories that I have up there and everything. And, my God, I just love having you guys on. And, Eddie, what a great surprise. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Calling in tonight. Yeah, we're going to have you back, you know.
That would be wonderful. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some of those spirit pictures together because I'll tell you, those were pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Some of them are pretty interesting. And so, Valerie, is there a last-minute thing? I'd like to ask all you guys for a last-minute thought that you can share with our listeners. So, Valerie, what would you share with our listeners about the animals and the healing modalities and stuff like that that's important to you?
Well, one thing that I found really interesting through learning pet massage is that animals, their main form of communication is through smell. So it's actually interesting because, you know, as we are thinking crazy thoughts, trying to go about our days, our animals are completely affected by it. So honestly, the reason why I got into Reiki is because, to me, they are one of the most, the best teachers as far as all the unconditional love that they provide, or simply even just being in the moment, learning how to trust that the universe will provide what it's supposed to provide. So dogs, and for me specifically, for the pet massage, kind of helped me to find myself, because if I'm giving Reiki or pet massage and I'm wondering what I'm doing tonight or what I'm eating for lunch, the dog's feeding off of that, and they're not looking inside of themselves.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. And then, Eddie, our time is growing short, so one thing can you share with people?
With animals, I would say if animals seem like they're stressed out within their environment, or if it's hard to recognize that, if there's loud construction going on in the city where your animals are residing in your house, take into consideration the way that they're acting is because of the outside stresses.
Oh, I love that.
In a lot of,
and
a
then
lot of
Terry,
cases.
We're probably, thank you, Eddie. And Terry, we're probably going to be leaving the show soon. But what's one last thing that you can say, just a very brief thing for people around Reiki?
Start from a place of love. That is what I would share.
That's the very best. Well, I'll tell you guys, I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. All of our wonderful guests, thank you so much for calling in. This is your Psychic Connection. I'm Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us. And call us back. Join in next week right here at your Psychic Connection. Good night, everyone.